AI parenting tips. Now, these are the, you know, this is the AI that's going to make decisions about whether or not you should be able to get a home loan or move into a rental place, all these types of things. And the question is about Google's AI telling parents, giving parents a tip on how to potty train their young children, telling them that they need to smear poop on a balloon. I think smearing poop on a balloon is why you potty train them. how to teach wiping poo during potty training. The AI says, make it fun. You can try a balloon bathroom activity where you put a little poo on a balloon and then tape it to a chair. Have your child practice reaching around to wipe the balloon. Well, this may be a ex-commit hits the fan scenario. That thing pops, right? The idea, and where did it get this idea? It looked at a video that's out there that is one of the high-ranking videos. And what the person was doing was they were showing shaving cream or they were showing peanut butter or something like that. Being said, put this on the balloon and teach your kid about wiping, you know, using this poo, you know, quote unquote poo. Well, AI didn't get the fact that that was not actually poo. First of all. Secondly, I don't know who came up with this kind of crazy idea anyway. I mean, do you really need to model wiping by putting, I don't think you're going to need to do this, Travis. I'm not giving you any parenting tips here, except I would say this is absolutely not the way it's been taught for many, many generations. If you do this and it worked out for you, that's fine. Don't write me any letters. I don't want to know. but they emphasize shaving cream or peanut butter. But Google AI did not get that memo. So when we asked Google point blank whether it was a good idea to wipe poop on a balloon, it said yes. And then it broke down the balloon method in detail, telling us that we should use a little bit of poop. Start with a small amount of poop. Yeah, and then you can build up to big amounts of poop until it pops. And so, again, it came from its misunderstanding. But those are the that's what we should have making decisions. And in Nevada, California, grabbing nuisance, wants to do it for a lot of different departments. But in Nevada, they've already started putting AI in charge of deciding whether or not somebody should be able to get unemployment benefits. And paid Google. The same people are telling you to put poop on a balloon. They got these wonderful experts with their science, you know, the science like PCR stuff and everything. And here's the problem. These kind of decisions, as they bring in artificial intelligence into government, into banking, into rental property owners, AI is going to rapidly be seen as unchallengeable because, hey, it's an expert. It's the computer. It's science, right? It's all. And 50 years ago, they were telling people, don't trust this simply because you got a computer printout. Garbage in, garbage out. Just because somebody did a computer model or a program, that doesn't make it right. This does not have some special anointing from God because it's a computer printout. You know, it was somebody who put that in. It was a human who put that in there. And humans are putting all kinds of bias and nonsense into the AI stuff as well. But nevertheless, that memo, just like the usual poop on the balloon, the fact that you don't give real credibility to these computer printouts, that's somehow been lost on people. That's harder to understand than the fact that the AI would think that it was real poop on the balloon. People think that this is real truth because it came out of a computer.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. but each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.